Talktainment Radio Worldwide Sound. Talktainmentradio.com. We give you a reason to come. The world's greatest radio. We give you a reason to stay.
Radio, the way it should be heard.
You got the power.
The views and opinions expressed are those of the host and guest and not necessarily those of TalkTainmentRadio.com, the management, the staff, or K&E World Network, LLC.
Live call-in talk show, dial 1-877-932-9766 and join the conversation here on TalkTainmentRadio.com.
This is The Compensatory Concept with Mr. Neely Fuller, heard exclusively on TalkTainmentRadio.com, the world's greatest radio. Radio, the way it should be heard. And now, Mr. Neely Fuller.
If you do not understand white supremacy, which is racism, what it is and how it works, everything else that you understand will only confuse you. Only confuse you. Only confuse
you. Good morning, everybody, and welcome to the Wednesday, December the 5th edition, 2018, of The Compensatory Concept with Mr. Neely Fuller, Jr. I am your co-host, Mr. Bobby, and you're listening to it via TalkTainmentRadio.com. We go where you go on the world's greatest radio. Again, The Compensatory Concept with Mr. Neely Fuller, Jr., and this is radio the way it should be heard. You can call us if you would like, and we certainly would appreciate that, at 1-877-932-9766. You can also Gmail me at the numeral 7, Mr. Bobby, B-O-B-B-Y, at gmail.com. You can also access the show by going to facebook.com/talktainment, and you can get the show there after it's put up. But the best way to get in contact with us is go to the TalkTainmentRadio.com homepage, and there's a big sign there that says Listen Live, and that's it. You're there. And while you're there, hit the subscribe and the like button. We'll be glad you did. Okay, we have an interesting topic today, one that Mr. Fuller has addressed many times, and the title of the show, which we will be mentioning throughout the program, will be the role of distraction in the system of white supremacy racism. Mr. Fuller has his thoughts on that, and you are certainly welcome to call in and share yours or ask questions. You also do not have to stay on subject. You can go to any subject that you'd like to do. Okay, with all that being said and out of the way, let me introduce to some and present to others Mr. Neely Fuller, Jr., and as usual, my custom is to ask Mr. Fuller. Mr. Fuller, how are you this day?
I'm still learning.
You are still learning. Okay, now, let's get into this distraction. Distraction that the white supremacy, in capital letters, racism, presents to us. What are your thoughts when you come to this, the use of distractions by the world's strongest government?
Well, distractions are essential if you're trying to deceive someone. That's in football, basketball, most of the competitive sports and whatnot. You make people think that you're going to do one thing when you do something else. So if you're going to cheat someone or rob someone, you might use distractions. Distractions are used in all military strategies that are successful. I think Sun Tzu, someone once said about as military strategy, you make a noise in the east and strike in the west. And that is a form of distraction. So in the system of racism, which means you're trying to fool people and deceive people in such manner that you can take advantage of them, distractions, the art or the science of distraction is a central strategy of the system of racism. Racism meaning white supremacy. So naturally they do this all the time in all areas of activity, economics, education, entertainment, labor, law, politics, religion, sex, and war. And they make sure that they do that in order to consolidate the power that they already have. That's how they help get the power in the first place, by pretending to do one thing while doing something else. And that's how they have kept it ever since. Those people who believe in racism and or white supremacy. So much so that it became the strongest form of government ever produced in the minds of people of the planet Earth, and the strongest religion within that government, the strongest political system, and the strongest religious system. No political system, no religious system has ever been proven itself to be stronger than the system of white supremacy. That you say that in capital letters, the system of white supremacy. The strongest government, the most efficient government ever conceived in the minds of people. But it's an evil government because it's deliberately designed to do harm to people. Deliberately designed to do that.
Okay. Deliberately designed to do that. Now, to break that down or break it up, if it were or if it is possible, what is does our strategy or what is the strategy against the dismemberment or the breakup of this distraction?
To reveal the distractions. See, in other words, it's like people playing cards and someone is cheating. Mm-hmm. If you point out the person who is cheating, then the game is really over. If you do that successfully, if you can say that out of five or six people sitting around a card table, you can say that that person number three is the person who is cheating and winning everybody's money by using card tricks, distractions, then that game is over because now everybody knows that that person is cheating. And so once you reveal what's going on, what somebody's strategy is for doing someone harm, then it's all downhill for the person who is doing the harm from that point on, because people are not being misled. People are not being confused. It's hard for people to pretend that something isn't happening when it is happening, and they know that it's happening. People will, in some instances, will try to do that, but it's hard to really know and understand something and pretend that you don't know and understand it. And that's a very difficult thing to do. Once truth is revealed to a person, and they know that that's the truth, it's hard for that person to pretend that something that is true is not true, even though people sometimes try. Many people try to do this on a daily basis, because they want to believe something is pleasant when it really isn't. Something pleasant is happening. Something that is happening should not be happening, but since it is happening, the person tries to make him or herself believe that that thing that is happening that is very harmful to them is not happening. Like a person has a disease, and they keep walking around trying to tell themselves that they don't have it, mm-hmm. when they know for a fact that they have it. It's very difficult for that person to function. The mind won't accept an untruth. Once the truth is revealed, the mind fights it.
Mm-hmm. Okay, with that being said, what is the difference between a lie and distraction, or are there similar traits? What's the difference, or how can we tell the difference between a lie and a distraction?
It depends on what the intent was. So sometimes people... because we're just talking about truth. truth and non-truth. Something is either true or false. So if a person is trying to fool someone deliberately, a person may be fooling someone because they're a fool, all right? So they're going around spreading some information because that they believe, but the information that they're spreading is not true, but they believe is true. So that person is really not lying. That person just saying something is not true. And that's really the way that you talk to people, too. I mean, in a non-combative way. That's the best way to talk to people about anything that's not true. You never tell a person that they're lying. You never call a person a liar. You just simply say what you're saying is not true. That's the best way. That's the compensatory way. That's the polite and courteous way. But it's the same thing. You're just saying, because the person may even question you, are you saying that I'm lying to you? And the answer is no, I'm not saying that. Because lying reveals intent. You intend to fool me. I'm just saying that the statement that you made about the bridge is still there that fell down last night, and you're saying it's still there, and I'm saying it's not because I just checked. I just went down and looked at where that bridge was, and that bridge fell down in that storm. The bridge is no longer there. But you believe that the bridge is there because you came across that bridge a little earlier. And when you came across the bridge was there. So you believe you're telling the truth. But I checked since you came across that bridge is down. So when you go around telling people that the bridge is still there, you are not lying as far as your intent is concerned because you believe that the bridge is still there. Because you came across the bridge at 5 o'clock this morning. But when I checked at 6 o'clock, the bridge was down. Because the bridge went down after 5 o'clock.
Wow. Okay. You said something about something that is either true or false. Well, let's put it this way. President Trump has allegedly, according to several different sources, I don't know how many days he's been in, 600 or something, but has told or allegedly told 6,000, between 2,000 and 6,000. Now, this is what the publications have said, lies throughout the entire time that he's been in office. Now, if that's true, because I certainly haven't checked to see if all of these are true, but credible sources, even this morning before I came in, said that he is lying. They called him a liar. So what say you to credible information and credible news sources that did, in fact, call the president of the United States, said that he's lying?
Well, the people who choose to do that. But I'm saying, according to what I have written, the best way, one of the 10 stops is not to be discourteous. So out of courtesy, you simply, when a person says something that you know is not true, you just simply say, sir, your statement that you just made is not true. And the person may say, like I said a few minutes ago, the person may say, are you saying that I'm lying? No, sir. I'm not saying that you're lying. I'm saying the statement that you just made is not true. Well, it sounds like you're calling me a liar. Well, it may sound that way, but that's not what I am saying. I'm saying that the statement that you just made a few minutes ago about that legislation is not true. It's simply not true. I'm not saying that you're lying. I'm saying the statement that you made is not true. Well, it sounds like you're calling me a liar. Well, it may sound that way, but that's not what I'm doing. That's not my intent. My intent is not to expose you as a liar. My intent is simply to inform the people that I am talking to and what this subject is about and who it's going to affect. That the statement that was just made by you, sir, is not true. And that's all I have to say. And except I will repeat that over and over again, no matter how many times you say that I'm calling you a liar when I have not done that.
Okay. So before we go to the station break here, what you're saying to me, and maybe I'm wrong, and correct me if I'm wrong, but you're saying that at all times when we deal with people, particularly people who are or could be suspected of being white supremacists, to stay in the compensatory mode. Would that be a correct assessment?
Yes, that's the codified way. The codified way is tried to, the basic statement is, do your very best to be more courteous than anybody in your presence when you're having discussions or having conversations and whatnot. Don't let anybody be more courteous than you. That's one of the 10 stops. Do not be discourteous. Always be courteous, regardless of who you're talking to, regardless of what the setting is. Try to show maximum courtesy. And you do this by not name calling, because that's one of the 10 stops, according to the code book. You don't call anybody a name except the name that the person wants to be called. See, and so when you call a person, when you say that a person is a liar, all right, you know, that's name calling. So you avoid that if you can. Avoid all name calling and just say what the person is doing and say whether or not that's correct or incorrect. Always stick to, you know, depersonalize it as much as you possibly can and stick to what is happening and ascertain whether what is happening should happen or shouldn't happen. That's in everything. Either something should happen or it shouldn't happen. Either something is constructive or is non-constructive. And these are the categories to focus on. And who's doing it, that will take care of itself. If someone is doing something they shouldn't be doing, you just say, well, what was done should not have been done regardless of who did it. Okay? So that depersonalizes it. It's not personal, it's business. And you try to keep it as close to that business viewpoint as you possibly can. Everything, you try to stay as close to what is being done should not be done. Everything in the universe, I mean, applies to something done or not done. And everything that is done or not done should be based on whether it should be done. And you point out everything that shouldn't be done. And with the information that you have, everything that should be done. And then let the chips fall where they may on who's doing it or who's not doing it.
Okay, TalkTainmentRadio.com is a 24/7, no-charge, worldwide broadcasting facility with hosts delivering on various topics such as news, lifestyle, sports, law, health, wellness, religion, politics, and here's one that I am going to share with you. It's At the Table with Al Warner. Now, all you have to do to get in contact with this show is go to the TalkTainmentRadio.com homepage, click on programs for the scheduled times, and see what this program is all about. And while you are there, there are other programs you can scout and see. All this from TalkTainmentRadio.com. That's radio the way it should be heard. My name is Mr. Bobby, and I am the co-host on the Compensatory Concept with Mr. Neely Fuller, Jr., and today's subject is the role of distraction in the system of white supremacy racism. You have any questions or a comment, you may call at 1-877-932-9766, or you can Gmail me at the numeral 7, Mr. Bobby, B-O-B-B-Y, at gmail.com. Before we move to the Gmails, Mr. Fuller, since we are talking or speaking of distraction, so with distraction being one of the tools that the racist white supremacists use, with this distraction, would that be one of the things that can knock a person off of the compensatory mode that we should be on at all times when dealing with them?
The question is,
With the racist use of distraction, would that be one of the tools that they use to knock us off of our compensatory mode?
Oh, sure. It's nothing but deceit if a person is doing it deliberately. He's talking about deception.
Okay.
Deception means you're fooling someone. You're showing intent to do one thing when you're really doing something else, usually some type of harm. Okay. If a person is just playing a little game and everybody understands that it's a game, then that's a different thing. But in a war, you have distractions. You're trying to do someone harm. You're trying to fool somebody. I mean, so that you can get them in position where you can do them serious harm. That's how you win wars, particularly if you're up to something, doing something that should not be done. And the white supremacists are excellent at every type of distraction, including they're the best that there is when it comes to those white people who believe in white supremacy, who are highly skilled, the sophisticated, the refined ones. They are the best in the world when it comes to taking all sides of every discussion, every viewpoint, every racial controversy. They know how to take all sides. I mean, very skillfully and very quickly they can do it. To do what? To cause confusion.
Mm-hmm.
Because, see, when you know how to take all sides of every conversation, you confuse people, and then you wind up holding all the cards, so to speak, because you've taken all sides. You've taken a position of you know, this person is saying this and this other person is saying that. And you, it's five people involved, and you're the fifth person, and you have taken all the sides of the other four in such a way that they don't know what you're doing or whose side you're on. I mean, they're scratching their heads, and you're the only person sitting at the table who's not scratching your head because you're manipulating everybody, the other four people. But they don't know they are being manipulated because you're so skilled at what you're doing. You're real tricky with words. So you wind up making all the decisions for all the other four people sitting there, and they don't know that you made the decisions.
Mm.
They can know how to make it look like you made the decision, and they will close the meeting.
Mm.
I mean, and say, well, since you all have agreed on this, and I'm not too sure about it, but it seems like you all have agreed to this, so we'll rubber stamp it right now and make it into law. And you'll be sitting over there. You're the third person, maybe, out of the five. And you're scratching your head, saying, wait a minute. Am I agreeing to this? Or what's going on?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, what? Did I really agree to this? I guess I did.
Mm-hmm.
But, I mean, no, I didn't come in here with this that I have written on my notes and whatnot doesn't correspond to what we're rubber stamping here. See, but that person sitting there, who is that master manipulator?
Yes, sir.
They've taken sides in such a manner that everybody is befuddled except that person who is the master manipulator.
Mm-hmm.
And the white supremacists are the greatest in the world at that type of thing.
Hmm. Okay. Let's go to the Gmail here. This is, okay, here it is. Recently... this person, Ido, has said, recently I have heard many suspected white supremacist groups, most namely the alt-right, complain that white people are going to become a minority in America, and they are seriously advocating for a reduction in non-white immigrants by any means necessary. But this type of complaint seems odd to me, as white people are currently the global minority, yet white supremacy remains as the most powerful religion and form of government on the planet. So if white people became the minority in America, couldn't they still be the most powerful group in the country? And would the world via racism, white supremacy? Or is this complaint really about something else?
Well, for one thing, the white supremacists, since we're talking about manipulation, we're talking about, what's the word?
Distraction.
distractions. This is just another form of deception. The white supremacist, first of all, there's no such thing as borders to a white supremacist. So when they're talking about people coming across borders, what they are doing, they set it up so that people have to leave where they are.
Okay.
To come somewhere else. But they'll make it look like they didn't have anything to do with it when they engineered the whole thing.
Hmm.
So people, when you see non-white people moving around, trying to make better conditions for themselves, the white supremacists caused these movements, either directly or indirectly. They made it very difficult for the people to function in a constructive manner where they were. So they know that the people are going to move, and they know that the people are going to move, gravitate toward wherever the most power is, wherever there are more provisions for people, more food, better shelter, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Better of everything, because the most powerful people always have the best. See, so they already know. They're coming where I am. I'm going to pretend that I'm going to stonewall them and all like that, but they can't get anything, even when they come in my presence, that I don't give them. No, people seem to be overlooking that. And I don't care how many non-white people move around anywhere on the planet. The white supremacists say, you can move anywhere. You can come sit on my front yard and whatnot, but you'll just sit there and starve to death if I don't want to give you no food. It doesn't make any difference how close you are to me or how far away, because I own you wherever you are. Wherever you are on the planet, if you're 1,000 miles away, 10,000 miles away, I own you there, because I own everything on the planet that's worth anything, including you. So whether you are near to me or far, it doesn't matter. You're not going to get anything from me that I don't want you to have. And I have everything, and you have nothing, including yourself, only you don't know it. You think you have some kind of government where you are. Why? Because I told you you had one. That's the only reason you believe you have one, because I told you you had one. But you don't have a government if you're a non-white person on this planet. I'm your government, and I'm a white supremacist. So I manipulate you to move and make people think that I'm stonewalling you, that I don't want you nowhere near me and all like that. But you can't get any close to me, any closer to me than I want you to come. Because I got all kinds of ways of stopping you. And I don't have to stop you with no barbed wire or walls or nothing like that. I can stop you on the way here. Because I can make you drop dead, and you don't even know why you dropped dead.
Hmm.
I mean, I have all kind of mysterious poisons I can put into the air. So you because you crowded all together coming this way, you all got some kind of disease that rapidly spread and wiped most of you out. So you went screaming and yelling back to where you came from, trying to get away from the disease, because I put it along your route. Every step that you took, you went right into the area where I had all these germs. I knew where you were going. I knew how you were going to get there before you left. So I put disease in the areas that you had to pass through. Well, I put some type of chemicals in the food and whatnot.
Mm-hmm.
So you were dropping dead on the way.
Okay, excuse me,
Mr. So you stopped coming. See, they know all kinds of ways.
Mm-hmm.
They got hundreds of ways. They burn midnight oil thinking this up.
Okay.
50 years ahead of people.
Okay, excuse me, Mr. Fuller. I'm going to let you resume that thought after we take this break. Talk to him at radio.com. We go where you go. Check us out on 94.1 WGRN. Podcasts are available. Download the TalkTainmentRadio.com app to your cell or to your tablet. That's radio the way it should be heard. Stay right there. We're going to let Mr. Fuller finish his thought, and then we're going to read a Gmail. All that and more coming up next.
For the best home fragrance and beauty products, shop Ash Kickin online.
That's
A-S-H-K-I-C-K-I-N. Made with 100% natural quality ingredients and handcrafted with your family in mind, Ash Kickin products are better than those other guys. Ash Kickin candles, incense, body butter, face moisturizer, and hair moisturizer are priced just right, and you can get yours at 10% off with coupon code TALK17. Support this 100% black-owned business and get your home and body smelling and feeling all right.
That's
A-S-H-K-I-C-K-I-N. Shop Ash Kickin online at www.ashkickin.com.
If you or someone you know is abusing drugs and or alcohol and want to stop the abuse, contact APDS at 1409 East Livingston Avenue. Office hours are 9 a.m. to 8 p.m. daily and 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. on Saturday. APDS is certified by the Ohio Department of Mental Health and Addiction Services and primarily funded through the Adam H. Board. Fees are based on your income and Medicaid is always accepted. For more information, call 614-253-4448.
Hey, wake up. You can't dream your way into college. There are actual steps you need to take, steps that go beyond just getting good grades. So if you're serious about college, visit knowhowtogo.org today. Brought to you by the American Council on Education, Lumina Foundation for Education, and the Ad Council.
Are you ready for a high school that allows you to work at a place that is right for you? Are you ready to earn a certification in healthcare, business, or manufacturing while achieving your high school diploma? Then you are ready for Life Skills High School, a free public school option for high school students 16 to 21 years old. Learn more about your free high school educational options at lifeskillshs.org or call them at 1-800-888-7992. Life Skills High School, education that fits your life.
Sex Code War by Kahari Inaharo, the author of the Essence magazine bestseller Race Code War, is releasing his second book, Sex Code War. Be on the lookout for Sex Code War.
This is Al Edmondson, owner of A Cut Above the Rest Barbershop. I'm calling on all barbers and beauticians. It's time for us to unite as one. We can serve our communities better together. Join the Ohio Black Barber Beauty Network. For more information, visit www.obbn.org or call 614-427-3226 to get more information. Be the change that you want to see in your community. Join our network.
Here's an idea. You've heard of the notion of pay it forward. It comes from the 2000 movie Pay It Forward. Basically, the premise is helping someone with no expectations of payback, providing assistance to someone, passing information on, simply doing a good deed for a total stranger, and instead of allowing them to pay it back, ask them to pay it forward, doing favors for other people and asking them to do the same. The principle is the same as multi-level marketing, except that instead of soap or vitamins, it's generosity between strangers that is being passed on. Pay It Forward is mentoring. It's volunteering in your community. It's shoveling a neighbor's snow or cutting an elderly person's grass for them or taking a senior to the store. Don't wait for someone else to do something good. Do it yourself. It starts with you. Talktainment Radio strongly embraces the notion of pay it forward. In fact, we just did.
Talktainmentradio.com is proud to present the compensatory concept. It is an effective system for countering the effects of white supremacy. Talktainmentradio.com is able to carry the first hour. However, the cost for the second hour is exceeding our limited budget. That is why we ask for your kind assistance in keeping the second hour on the air. If you believe like we do, help us in this struggle for justice. Go to the gold donate button on the TalkTainmentRadio.com web page and hit the gold donate button. That's the gold donate button. And please donate. Help us to keep the second hour of the compensatory concept on the air. Thank you.
Live call-in talk show. Dial 1-877-932-9766 and join the conversation here on TalkTainmentRadio.com.
I think I'm entitled.
You want answers.
I want the truth. You can't handle the truth.
Go ahead. Make my day.
I'm as mad as hell, and I'm not going to take this anymore. You got the power.
TalkTainmentRadio.com. We go where you go. Download the TalkTainmentRadio.com app to your cell or to your tablet. That's radio the way it should be heard. My name is Mr. Bobby. I am the co-host on the Compensatory Concept with Mr. Neely Fuller. And if you would like to join the conversation, you can at 1-877-932-9766. Or you can email me at the numeral 7, Mr. Bobby, B-O-B-B-Y, at gmail.com. Okay, Mr. Fuller, we were speaking about distractions, and you were right into that. Would you like to continue that or do the second part of this person's question?
I can do the second part of the first question.
Okay. The second part says this: when a suspected white supremacist asks a victim of racism, quote, what should white people do to combat racism, end of quote, how should the victim of racism respond?
A victim of racism talking to a white person about how, making suggestions about what a white person can do?
Yeah, this person said, when a suspected white supremacist asks a victim of racism, quote, what should white people do to combat racism, end of quote, how...
Well, there's a long list of suggestions that a non-white person can make to a white person about what a white person can do that's in the code book. But since I'm not looking at it directly right now, two of the things that are right at the top of that list. First of all, never, ever say anything to a non-white person that is not true. Because a lot of white people are always asking, they're making statements, rather. They're saying, black people are always marching and complaining and whining about this and whining, and they never give you any details about doing anything. They just say that we don't like the way things are. And they break windows and turn cars over and foam at the mouth and shout slogans and whatnot. But they never go into any details about what it is that they want us to do. They call us all these names: racist, white supremacists, bigots, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. But they're not businesslike. They just believe in running up and down the street, throwing things and yelling and insults and calling us names. And we white people who want to help don't know what to do because they're too busy calling us names and not going into any details, not acting like they're going to sit down and do business in a sane, methodical manner to solve their problems. They just say, we don't like it the way it is, and we are racist, and blah, 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 blah. So the code approaches this, the counter-racist code, the suggestions that I make, because many times they're telling the truth about that. Back in the 1960s, some white people were asking that same question, just in that way. What do you want us to do? Name something. And they just say, well, what do you want? See, they use that word want. And I remember in one instance, the answer was from a group of black people was, well, what do we want? What do you got? Okay. And everybody laughed. See, but it's no laughing matter. I mean, when it comes right down to when the rubber meets the road. So the first order of business, I thought about that. That's why I started putting it in the book. Oh, when they ask you a specific question, what do you want? And you want to get into specifics, say, well, now, first thing we want is don't ever say anything to a non-white person that's not true. Now, a lot of people will say, well, we want housing, we want better jobs, mm-hmm. We want et cetera, et cetera. We can get to that later. That's on the list, too. But top of the list is don't say anything to a non-white person that's not true. Why? Why is that in the textbook for victims of white supremacy right at the top of the list of what you say to white people when they ask, what do you people want? Why is that at the top of the list? Because white supremacy thrives on falsehood. This is the first thing they do when they get ready to mess over people. is start saying things that are not true and get people to believe it in all areas of activity, economics, education, entertainment, labor, law, politics, religion, sex, and war. The white supremacists make sure that they have a whole arsenal, a whole warehouse of things that they say that are not true. Because when you fool people, you know, you got them. You know, when you got people completely dizzy, walking around, I mean, with a head full of non-truths. I mean, everything you have said to them, or most of the things you have said, have turned out not to be true at all. I mean, that person is just groggy right from the lies that they're getting, all right, the non-truths. So the first order of business, don't say anything. If you want to really help, don't say anything ever to a non-white person. If you're a white person, don't say anything ever to a non-white person that is not true. Make sure that what you are saying is absolute truth. Don't say anything ever that's not true. And number two, because I named two things. That's the first one. Number two, right at the top of the list. And these two things will go a long ways. Don't say anything that's not true. And number two is, don't withhold constructive information. The minute, on a job or anywhere else, the minute you get that constructive information, pass it on to a needy, a non-white person who is in need. That information, and they don't have that information, it's constructive information. Don't withhold constructive information. Don't keep it to yourself or pass it on to other white people and skip over the non-white people. Don't do that. In fact, make it a priority to give it to the person who needs it most. And in many cases, I'll say, probably in most cases, it'll be a non-white person that needs that constructive information. Constructive information goes a long ways. Information is power. Constructive information is power all over the world. All right? So don't withhold constructive information. The white supremacists are skillful at doing that. They'll give you a whole bunch of information, but it'll be non-constructive. They'll rush to give a non-white person a whole bunch of ideas, a whole bunch of information to send them down a path that's headed for destruction. So we want constructive information, all of that constructive information, any constructive information that you have, anything that you think will wind up really helping this non-white person, give it to them immediately. Make a beeline to them deliberately and do it. Those two things will go a long ways.
Okay. Let's see here. 1-877-932-9766 is the number to get in contact with the show, or you can Gmail me, as some have, the numeral 7, Mr. Bobby, at Gmail, B-O-B-B-Y, at gmail.com. This is from a brother in South Africa, Mr. Fuller. He says this, Mr. Bobby, could you ask Mr. Fuller if he has the compensatory definition of the term romantic, which sometimes refers to expression of love when a man and a woman are in a relationship. I find the use of the term slightly confusing, particularly when I read about the history of the Roman empires.
Oh, romantic. I think that's in the word guide that I've written. I remember putting that in there. If romance, that's under aura. So let's see if we can find that
right quick.
I'm fingering through my book right now. Trying to see if I can come up with that. Yeah. Let's see. Where is that?
Okay, while you're doing that, I'm going to get my copy.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I have it here somewhere.
Oh, okay. Okay,
wait a minute. I think I have it. But romance, to the audience here, it's... You really you do the same thing that the person is doing that's calling in. When people use that term, you ask the person, what do you mean by being romantic? In the way of the Romans? Is that what you mean?
Mm-hmm.
You can ask that and let the person explain what he or she means by romance or romantic.
I'm looking through my...
Here it is,
okay.
On page 345.
Okay, wait a minute.
Of the word guide.
345.
Of the counter-racist word guide.
Yeah, okay.
Right. Said, use this word with caution. Do not use it to mean the same as the words love or affection. Use the words romance or romantic to apply to thought, speech, and or action that is, in effect, thrilling, exciting, soothing, and or productive of temporary or artificial gentle pleasure. The term gentle pleasure is in quotes. Artificial, temporary. This is the way that I choose to define it. This is my definition. Use this word with caution, but if you insist on using it, you do not use it to mean the same as the words love or affection. That's how it starts off. Don't use it to mean the same as the words love or affection.
Yes.
Romance, in the way I see it used and the way I've always heard it and the way I've seen it applied, it's an act. It's artificial. Okay? Use the words romance or romantic to apply to thought, speech, and our action that is, in effect, thrilling, exciting, soothing, and or productive of temporary or artificial gentle pleasure to the mind and our senses. Now, when others use the words romance and or romantic, ask for a detailed explanation that you can easily understand.
Okay.
And you can ask questions. Are we fixing to go to commercial?
No. I'm going to let you finish your thought, and then we'll go to that.
All right. And so some questions you can ask is romance the same as love? Just ask the person who says that, you know, are you romantic? Or should we be romantic? And then you ask them some questions. Is romance the same as love? Because you want to know what the person who is using the word means. Is romance the same as affection? Does romance include justice? Balance between people? Does romance necessarily include honesty and sincerity? Instead of using the word romance, is it better to use the word attraction? What attracts one person to another? Or what does attract one person to another? What attracts one person to another? Romantically. What does attract one person to another romantically? During the existence of white supremacy, does romance mean between and among non-white people have the same meaning as romance between and among white people? If so, why? How? If not, why not?
So,
and then it goes on to say other things like in this definition.
So,
is it silly or pitiful for a non-white person to attempt to be romantic while subject to the system of white supremacy? Is romantic activity among non-white people no more than a pitiful and theatrical imitation of constructive attraction? See?
So you're constantly...
In other words, it's just a whole bunch of questions that you ask when somebody mentions the word romance or romantic. Just start asking a series of questions. What do you mean by that? What does it mean at the end of the day when a person proves him or herself to be romantic? What is that supposed to mean? I mean, is it the same as justice, meaning you're going to guarantee that nobody's mistreated and that the person that needs help the most is going to get the most constructive help? Oh, what does it mean? Does it mean, what does a candlelight and roses? You say that's romantic. Well, what does candlelight have to do with love and affection? What do roses have to do with it? And you say, well, that's a sign of, you know, it's a symbol of being romantic. Well, yeah, but what is romantic? And what purpose does it serve?
Mm-hmm. So you're constantly asking questions.
Right. Anytime, it's just like any other word.
Mm-hmm.
When a person uses a word that may mean one thing to one person and something else to somebody else, you ask the person who is using the word exactly what that person means when that person uses it.
Okay.
And romance is among that bunch.
All righty.
Use the word with caution.
All right, let's do this. TalkTainmentRadio.com. We go where you go. Download the TalkTainmentRadio.com app to your cell or to your tablet. That's radio the way it should be heard. My name is Mr. Bobby, and I am the co-host on this program, The Compensatory Concept, with Mr. Neely Fuller. The phone lines are now open. You can call at 1-877-932-9766, or you can Gmail me at the numeral 7, Mr. Bobby, B-O-B-B-Y, at gmail.com. But it is at this time that we set aside for Mr. Fuller to talk about his book. Mr. Fuller?
You can get the basic book and the word guide that I just read from by going to producejustice.com. That's producejustice.com. And what will come up on the screen is a brief description of the contents, the title and contents of the revised expanded edition of the 1984 edition, even though the 1984 edition is up there on that website too. That's the original in the form that it's in, the original basic form. There were forms before that, but the 1984 edition was the first official edition to come out that was composite and not in the form of just loose pages, loose leaf pages, you might say, a formal book. And that's the original, the 1984 edition. It has a checkerboard pattern, or a computer-type pattern on the cover. But the revised expanded edition says explicitly on the cover that it's the 2016 edition, not the 1984 edition. But some people said they liked the 1984 edition, even though the revised expanded edition covers just about everything that's in the original edition, and then has many more additions. That's the compensatory counter-racist code. It doesn't have the computer design on it. And you can get this revised expanded edition or the original edition and the word guide, if you want that I just finished reading from, by going to producejustice.com, producejustice.com. But I recommend that a person get the basic book to start with, the revised expanded edition. That's just my own recommendation, you know, because that's the core book.
Mm-hmm.
The word guide is an addition, and say so on the cover, to the core book, to the revised expanded edition that came out in 2010. The word guide came out before the revised expanded edition came out, because that was presumably the revised expanded edition, the word guide being an addition to the original. And it might be a little confusing to some people, but the revised expanded 2016 edition is the core book. The word guide is an addition to the core book.
Okay.
Go to producejustice.com. And you'll see it there.
Okay.
With a brief description.
All righty. 1-877-932-9766 as my voice is trying to leave me. Let's go to the Gmails. This comes from Brother Weston. He says this, Mr. Fuller, you need to give credit to, or you need to give credit to the North Sentinelese, and not all credit to the white supremacists, because sure, they could drop bombs over that island and wipe them out. But this tribe of black people is the only one in the entire planet to resist and not be colonized in 60,000 years of being there. They withstood the natural disasters and the coloners like Marco Polo, Columbus, and others trying to go over there and Christianize them. If the white supremacists tried bombing the island, it could set off another tsunami like the one back in 2004, or maybe starting World War III, since they would have violated Indian law, which protects the Sentinelese people. So white supremacists, logical as you teach us, and it's not or ever been in their best interest to do so. Last, Mr. Fuller, I'd like to say that we as black folk around the world should model ourselves after them, because they're a prime example of a group of black people who are on code in and on one accord, which is how they've been able to survive all these thousands of years without any dependence on white supremacy. They may not have five-star restaurants, mansions, luxury cars, expensive jewelry, or entertainment the way we know it, but they got their peace of mind and are free to be who they are. Brother Watson was speaking of the white journalist that went over there or whatever he was to bring Christianity to these people, and they shot him with arrows and killed him. Your thoughts on that, Mr. Fuller?
Well, that comes under VGQ.
Exactly.
Right. Victims guaranteed qualification. The person who is making this suggestion, they're qualified to make that suggestion. I have my own ideas, and they are in the textbook for victims about the concept of universal man, universal woman. And they wouldn't be in that primitive state, but at the same time, they would have some characteristics of the people that you're talking about. But at the same time, my vision, the vision that I have for non-white people, is not to model after anybody that now exists anywhere on the planet, because there are no people on the planet now are the quality of people, in my opinion, or nowhere near the quality of people that people should be. I have a much greater vision, you might say, in my opinion, of what the people on this planet should be. That shouldn't be, for one thing, it shouldn't be any such thing as a person killing a person. That should be something completely unheard of in universal man and universal woman. I mean, if someone even starts a rumor like that, I mean, no one would believe it. So are you telling me that a person killed another person and on this planet now? This is prevalent among all people as far as I know, that you don't have any society where people don't kill people deliberately, willfully and deliberately, not by accident, but willfully and deliberately kill people, and you don't think anything of it. You just turn the page every day. I mean, people killing people all over the place, people getting medals for killing people. I mean, people having all kind of ceremonies for people who kill people, who are dedicated to killing people, and making them heroes and whatnot. Your greatest heroes all over the world. When you welcome people, look at the airports and whatnot, the welcoming committee. And I've mentioned this before, the welcoming groups. If a person lands, I mean, and being welcomed by a people that are supposed to be civilized, most places all over the planet, you get a welcoming committee made up of what? Soldiers, people who are receiving you carrying guns.
Excuse me, Mr. Fuller, I have to leave it there, but we can pick that back up in the second hour. Yes, TalkTainmentRadio.com, the world's greatest radio, radio the way it should be heard. Stay tuned for the second hour.
Thanks for listening to The Compensatory Concept with Mr. Neely Fuller, heard exclusively on TalkTainmentRadio.com. the world's greatest radio.
The most important question in all racial matters is why. One should always ask it.
Radio, the way it should be heard.
You got the power. The world's greatest radio. Talktainmentradio.com.